Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Shalakaya Chatsurunilitanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yata Padakamalam Shri Kurun Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakalitamsya He Krishna Karana Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanustate Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha kaupata rupyascha kripa sindhu bhayevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Vishamaniga manhai kwan. Ani kwan, shinsai kwan. Namachan shichan. Woman, we're reading Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, text number 78, the last verse.
我们今天学国家法王歌第十八章最后一个时节，七十八。
Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Parto Dhanurdhara. Tatra Shrir Vijayo Bhutir Dhruvanitir Matir Mama
哪里有一切玄秘之主 Krishna 哪里有永不可挡的弓箭手 Arjuna 哪里就一定有富裕胜利超凡力量和道德这就是我的看法要只有Srila爸爸提供佛教梵歌已对待Rastra的询问开始他希望自己的儿子在伟大的战士 Bhishma Dronacharya Karna 的协助下取得胜利他希望胜利会属于他这一边但想加雅在描述了战场的情形后对国王说您想得到胜利但我的看法是哪里有 Krishna 和 Arjuna 哪里就有所有的幸运他直截了当地向对他Rastra证实他这一边不会取得胜利胜利必属于 Arjuna 一方 因为 Krishna 站在那一方 Krishna 接受做 Arjuna 的御者一职 是另一种富裕的展示 Krishna 具有一切的富裕而气绝便是其中之一这样气绝的例子不胜枚举 因为 Krishna 也是气绝之主 实际上这是Duryodhana和Yudhisthira之间的一场战斗 Arjuna 是为了长兄Yudhisthira而战 因为 Krishna 和 Arjuna 都在Yudhisthira这一边 所以他是胜券在握这场战争将决定统治世界的大权落于随手 而散家预言大权将转移到Yudhisthira手中 这里也预言了Yudhisthira在取得胜利后将越来越繁荣 因为他不仅正直虔诚而且严守德行一生中从未说谎
好，谢谢。我们进度一笔。
Okay,
so the Bhagavad Gita begins with a question put by Dhritarashtra.
所以《博迦梵歌》呢，一开始呢是由对达拉萨的询问开始为起手的。
Remember, Dhritarashtra is a blind king with 100 sons.
我们要记得说，对达拉萨呢是一个生而目盲的人，他有100个儿子。
And he's in the palace with his secretary Sanjaya.
但是呢，他在他的王宫里面和他的大臣 Sanjaya 在一起。
And Sanjaya has power given to him by his guru Vyasadeva.
Sanjaya 呢有一个被他 guru Vyasadeva 给予的力量。
By the grace of his guru, he can see what is taking place in Kurukshetra.
通过他 guru 给予他的力量，他可以看到 Kuru 之野战场上发生的一切。
So Dhritarashtra asked Sanjaya in the very first verse, "What did my sons and the sons of Pandu do, being desirous to fight?"
所以在《博迦梵歌》的第一个问题，对的 Rasa 就询问说，我的儿子们和 Arjuna 他们一方，他们在战场上，他们抑郁打仗的这个状况如何？
It's good to memorize some verses from Bhagavad Gita.
如果我们能够记住《博迦梵歌》的一些诗节的话，是非常好的。
You should all practice memorize, just like you, we train. The, we hope you can. You've already memorized the Shikshastikam prayers.
既然是我们已经记住了八训规那八个诗节一样，我们也应该去记住《博迦梵歌》的诗节的，要练习记住。
And we've all memorized 10 offenses.
我们也都记住了十个冒犯。
Yeah, 你记住了吗？
十个冒犯知道吗？苍松圣明的十个冒犯。
没有。Sunity。你都背了。对呀。Stoker, 你也背了。会背。十个冒犯。我们应该每天背那个初的八圣规十个冒犯。我们这些我们的This is the austerity of speaking.
这是我们说话的苦行。
To recite the Vedas.
来吟诵伟大经典。
So you should try, we should try to memorize some of the famous verses from Bhagavad Gita.
所以我们要记住《博迦梵歌》当中一些非常著名的诗节。
Just like Christian people quote verses from the Bible.
就像是说基督教徒他们会从圣经引述讲述。
In the Bible, Book of John 3:16 says, "No man cometh unto the Father except by me," Jesus says.
那在博迦在圣经呢有一个诗节当中说，耶稣基督说。第三章第十六个诗节。耶稣基督说，没有人可以直接到达我父亲那里，必须得通过我。
是这样，听过。So we also we quote Bhagavad Gita the same way.
所以我们一样的方式呢，我们也引述《博迦梵歌》。
Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita chapter 3 verse 34.
然后呢 ，Krishna 在第三章的34个世界说
，Krishna says, just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master.
第四章的34个世界说，要努力接近一个灵性导师。
Inquire from him submissively.
然后呢，要谦卑恭顺的去询问。
Render service unto him.
要给他提供服务。
The self-realized soul has seen the truth.
自觉的灵魂看过真理。
And he can impart knowledge unto.
所以他能够授予我们知识。
This is a good verse also, this last verse of Bhagavad Gita.
这个《博迦梵歌》的最后一个诗节也是非常好的一个诗节的。
Many devotees of Krishna, they will say this verse.
很多 Krishna 的奉献者他们都会吟诵这个诗节的。
Yeah, wherever there is Krishna and Arjuna, there are four things.
哪里有 Krishna 和 Arjuna, 就有四项。
Do you remember? Who remembers one of the four things?
你们记得刚才我们读的哪里有 Krishna 哪里有 Arjuna 就会有四件事情的。
第四，胜利。
Yes, 胜利。还有。You've read the Bhagavad Gita, 你读《博迦梵歌》那么多次，你还没记住啊？那么笨呢？Guru Deepa, 你知道吗？ 非常重要的世界，最好的世界。Sanjay 说 wherever there is Krishna, wherever there is Arjun, there will be, must be. 四个。
Sanjay 在这里面说，因为这个世界是非常重要的。Sanjay 说，哪里有 Krishna, 哪里 Arjuna, 就会有四项结果。
There
will
be
胜利、富裕、看到
胜利。
胜利富裕两个还有两个
的力量，一切力量超然脱道德，
道德，
道德，他看的书了，
没看，
他
看
书了吗 ？No，
他是记住
了。Now remember, everybody remember。
现在呢，每个人都要记住。
Four things。
有四个。
Sunity。
Sunity， 说一个。你要坐到这儿了吧？这边
的天。哦，看到天。
你就坐到这边。
坐到对面吗？
每天的你没有听清楚，每天我们讲课的时候，你坐那边你没有听。
要不然sit here every day.
Just sit there. Yeah. Oh.Guru Deepa, okay. 四个 things, 四个 things.
胜利、
啊、
然后力量、富裕、道德、
yes.
大宝、
胜利、富裕、力量、道德。
谢谢，很好。So have you all got these four things? Are you all experiencing these four things in your life?
在你们的生命当中，你们有没有体验到这四项好处呢，或者品质呢？
Guru Deepa有一点啊，很好啊。Yeah, if we don't have these four things, then maybe we don't have Krishna and Arjuna with us.
如果我们没有这四项富裕的，没有这四项结果的话，可能我们没有 Krishna 和 Arjuna 跟我们在一起的。
But if we keep Krishna and Arjuna means Arjuna is a devotee. He represents a devotee. If you keep Krishna and the devotees with you in your association, then we will experience our life.
Arjuna 代表的是奉献者。如果我们能够跟 Krishna 和他的奉献者在一起的话。我们就会在我们的生命当中体验到这四项结果的。
So, Prabhupada explains, Krishna has six opulences.
释迦牟尼佛说 ，Krishna 有六项富裕。
So when we talk about opulence, you know, it can mean one, any, it can mean these six different things.
所以当我们来谈论富裕的时候呢，我们就会谈到它的这几项的其他的几项品质的。
Usually, when we think of opulence, we think of money, fame.
有的时候我们会想到说。钱财呀、啊，富裕呀、啊，钱富裕呀、啊，名声啊，还有力量。
But there's also renunciation.
但是同时呢，它有个品质就是弃绝。
Krishna is also renounced.
Krishna 也是弃绝的。
And we see Krishna being renounced because he's a chariot driver of Arjuna.
我们可以看到说，Krishna 弃绝的一个表现呢，他成为了 Arjuna 的驾驭马车夫。
Although he's the supreme lord of everyone.And he has so much power and fame and wealth.
Krishna 尽管是至尊的主宰，他有那么他拥有所有的富裕啊、力量啊，但是他还是去做阿尔朱纳的。
But he becomes the chariot driver, the servant of his devotee.
但是他却成为了他的仆人阿尔朱纳的马车夫。
There, Prabhupada said, there are many instances where Krishna shows his renunciation.
然后释迦牟尼佛说 ，Krishna 展示了他的很多气绝的这些状况。
We see that Krishna is not attached to material wealth.
Krishna 不对他对这个物质的财富呢没有依附。
Although he possesses all the wealth, he's not attached to it.
他拥有所有这些富裕，但是他却不依附。
And although he can enjoy with so many, gopis in Vrindavan, he's not attached to them.
在 Vrindavan 呢 ，Krishna 可以跟他的那么多牧牛姑娘们在一起玩耍，但是他却不依附他们。
So Krishna is supreme in all of these opulences.
所以 Krishna 是至尊的主宰，他拥有所有这些富裕。
We have some opulence.
我们有一些富裕的。
We have some a little wealth maybe.
可能我们有一点点钱财。
Guru Deepa says she's got some opulence.
Guru Deepa 说她有一些富裕。
Yeah, we all have some, a little wealth, a little strength, a little brain. But not like Krishna.
我们每个人都有一点点的富裕呀，有一点点力量呀，但是我们没有像 Krishna 拥有那么多。
Krishna is supreme in all of these opulences.
Krishna 是至尊的，他拥有一切这些富裕的。
There are rich people in the world.
在世界当中有钱人。
No, Bill Gates is a famous rich man.
比尔盖茨呢是一个非常富裕的人，有权，著名的人。
Because he's made so much money from the computer from Microsoft.
因为他从微软公司得到那么多的钱。
But he's nothing compared to Krishna.
但他跟 Krishna 比较起来是一无所有的，没什么可比的。
And some people, some movie stars or entertainers, they're famous for some time.
有的时候那些电影明星、巨星，他们会有名一段时间。
But Krishna is famous for thousands and thousands of years.
但是 Krishna 这种有名呢，他是几千年一直流传下来的。
Not only on this planet, but all over the creation.
他不仅仅在这个地球上很出名。在整个创造当中他都很出名的。
Krishna has these opulences in the greatest extent, much more than anyone in this world.
所以 Krishna 永远的富裕和他的伟大之处超过了世界当中任何的人。
And when we serve Krishna and connect with Krishna, then we also enjoy the opulences of Krishna.
当我们能够跟 Krishna 连接在一起的时候，我们也可以去享受 Krishna 拥有的这些富裕。
Just like when, if you're serving the king,
比方说我们去服务一个国王
so the king will live in the palace in some opulent condition.
国王就住在宫殿里面，他有一些富裕的财产
and the servant will also live in the palace.
那么这个仆人呢，他也会就住在宫殿里面
he will also enjoy some facility like the king.
那么他也会去享受一些像国王一样的便利生活设施
if the king goes away for someplace some tour to visit some other places, he will take some servants, some secretary with him.
如果国王去某地去旅行的话，那么他也会带一些他的大臣啊、秘书啊、仆人去观光的。
And they also enjoy like the king.
他们也会像国王一样去享受生活。
So in the same way, devotee who is connected to Krishna, they enjoy also the opulences of Krishna.
所以跟 Krishna 连接在一起的奉献者呢？他们也会去享受 Krishna 的这些富裕的。
But they enjoy in the mood of being the servant.
但是他们享受的这个态度呢，是成为仆人的心态的。
Now, Krishna has taken the side of the Pandavas.
所以 Krishna 参加了 Pandava 五兄弟的这一方。
And this battle is a battle between the two oldest sons of Pandu and Dhritarashtra.
这场战争当中呢，是两个兄弟对待 Rashtra 和 Pandu 之间的两个家族的战斗。
The oldest son of Dhritarashtra is Duryodhana. The oldest son of Pandu, Yudhisthira.
在这两个兄弟当中，哥哥呢是对待 Rashtra， 他的长子呢叫 Duryodhana。另外一方 Pandu 他的长子是 Yudhisthira 大君。
So Yudhisthira is the devotee, and he is very famous for.Being very moral, he would never tell a lie.
Yudhisthira 大君呢，他是 Krishna 的奉献者，他非常的正直，他从来没有说过谎话。
Even during the battle of Kurukshetra, there was an incident where Krishna wanted him to tell a lie.
即使是在库尔之野战争当中呢 ，Yudhisthira 大君面临一种困境 ，Krishna 都跟他说你应该撒谎，但是 Yudhisthira 大君都没有撒谎的。
It happened because during the battle.The great general Drona. This was Drona was a the teacher, the guru of the Pandavas, he taught them how to fight.
在战争当中呢 ，Drona 呢是他们的军事老师。那么这个军事老师呢，教导他们如何去打仗。
So he was Drona was fighting against the Pandavas, and he was fighting very powerfully, and he was killing many soldiers.
所以这个 Drona 这个军事老师呢，他非常的有力量，他是站在潘达维兄弟的另外一方的，所以他杀了很多的人，他非常有力量。
And the Pandavas didn't know how they could defeat him.
潘达维兄弟呢，他们不知道如何去打败他们的这个老师的 Drona。
So, Krishna told them, he said, "You have to tell him his son is dead."
然后那 Krishna 就跟他们说，你们应该跟他说，他的儿子，你的儿子死掉了。
Dronacharya had one son. His son's name was Ashwatthama.
Dronacharya 的儿子呢，有一个儿子叫做 Ashwatthama.
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 So Krishna says to Yudhisthira, he said, "If I say Ashwatthama is dead, he won't believe me because sometimes I'm not honest. Sometimes I tell a lie."
然后呢 ，Krishna 就跟 Yudhisthira 大君说。说如果我跟德纳查尔雅说你的儿子死掉了，他不会相信我的，因为有的时候我会说谎的。
Krishna sometimes he has to break his promise.
因为 Krishna 有的时候会打破他的诺言的。
Just like he promised he wouldn't fight in the battle of Kurukshetra.
既然是说他在战争当中说我不会参与打仗的。
But when Bhishma was coming to kill Arjuna, Krishna defended Arjuna.
但是当毕什玛要过来杀死阿尔朱娜的时候，克什米尔打破他的诺言，他要保护他的奉献者阿尔朱娜。
Bhishma was coming just about to kill Arjuna, so Krishna saw that Arjuna was in danger, so he picked up a chariot wheel and he was ready to kill Bhishma.
所以在战争当中呢，有一个序幕就是说，毕什玛呢，他准备要有个非常危险的状况，要把阿尔朱娜杀死了。那这时候克什米尔看见了，他就拿了一个战车的轮儿。他要跟那个毕什玛打仗来保护 Arjuna 的。
Krishna broke his promise to defend Arjuna.
所以呢 ，Krishna 为了保护 Arjuna， 他打破了他不参与战争的誓言。
So he thought, if I again tell him that his son is dead, he won't believe me.
所以 Krishna 就跟有点大君说，如果我跟多纳沙亚说你的儿子死掉了，他们是不会相信我说的话的。
So he said, Yudhisthira, you are famous. You never tell a lie. Everyone knows you are honest. You tell him.His son is dead.
然后 Krishna 就跟 Yudhisthira 大君说，因为你一直都非常诚实，你从来没有说过谎话的。如果你跟他说你儿子死掉了，他肯定会相信你的。
Yudhisthira was so pious that because he never told a lie, his chariot did not roll on the ground; it floated off the ground. It floated. It was above. You know, it was like this.
Oh, yeah. It didn't sit on the ground. Because Yudhisthira 君是这么的虔诚和正直，他一生当中从来不说谎，他的战车他那个轮儿都是在空中悬浮的呢，不会落在这个地面上的。
So Yudhisthira said, "You want me to tell a lie? I never told a lie."
然后 Yudhisthira 大君说什么？你要让我说谎？我一生当中从来没说过谎的。
He said, "I have never in my life ever told a lie."
但是我一生当中从来没有说过任何一句谎话的。
Now you want me to tell a lie?
现在你先让我说谎吗？
He said, "I can't do it."
我做不了的。
So then they found one elephant, and an elephant had the same name as Dronacharya's son. The elephant was called Ashwatthama. The elephant. They found one elephant with the same name as the son of Drona.
然后他们就找到一头大象呢，这头大象的名字呢，跟多尔纳查亚的儿子阿斯瓦塔玛是一个名字的。
So Bhima immediately killed the elephant.
然后呢 ，Bhima 呢立即把这个大象杀死了。
And then they said, "Yudhisthira, now tell him."
然后他们就跟Yudhisthira说，现在你可以说阿斯瓦塔玛死掉了。
So he said, "Ashwatthama." Very quietly said.Is dead.
然后呢，这个Yudhisthira就说：“阿斯瓦塔玛，这个大象死掉了。
”So Drona heard that Ashwatthama is dead. My son is dead.
然后呢，多尔纳查亚他听到说什么？我的儿子死掉了。
So then Drona thought, What, then what is the point to fight anymore if my son is dead?
然后他就想，我的儿子都死掉了，我还有什么用意义去作战呢？
So Drona put down his bow and he sat down in trance and he went into meditation.
然后呢，敦当差人呢就把他的弓箭放到一边，他开始打坐冥想，进入到神定了。
Yeah, he went into samadhi.
他进入了 samadhi.
And when he was in samadhi, they killed him.
当敦当差人处在 samadhi 当中的时候呢，他就被杀死了。
So, you know, this Yudhisthira, because Yudhisthira hesitated that time to tell a lie, because he hesitated to follow Krishna's order, so his chariot came down to the ground.
因为他的战车都是同时都在空中不会着地的嘛，但是呢 ，Krishna 让他去撒谎的时候，他有些犹豫嘛，所以他那个战车就落到了地面上。
Some people say the chariot came down to the ground because he told a lie, but this.Wasn't because he took this, because he it was because he hesitated to follow Krishna's order.
很多人有的人就说那个Yudhisthira大军的战车落到了地上呢，是因为Yudhisthira大军说谎了。其实不是的，是因为他在追随Krishna训示的时候呢，有一些犹豫。
So, devotee in general, we don't make a habit of telling lies.
基本上来说呢，奉献者呢没有习惯撒谎。
But sometimes you may have to tell a lie.
但有的时候呢，得说谎。
There's an example is. Yeah, example is given that one time some people were one man was carrying a lot of money, and some thieves were after him.
Some thieves, yeah. 有一次呢，有一个人呢，他带了很多的钱，他身后就跟了一些小偷。
These people were looking for this man with the money. They were going to take the money from him.
然后呢，这些小偷就想从这个人身上把这个钱都偷走了。
So the man carrying the money, he went past the home of a brahmana, where this brahmana was living. And the brahmana saw the man go into an area where there were many trees in a forest area.
然后呢，就这个人带了钱的这个人呢，他就经过一个婆罗门的家。那么这个婆罗门就看到这个人拿了这个钱的人呢，进入到前面的一个森林。
Now this brahmana had promised, he had vowed, made a vow that in his life he would never tell a lie.
这个婆罗门呢，他也做过个誓言，说在我一生当中，我从来不要撒谎的。
So when the thieves came, they asked the brahmana, "Where did that man go? Did you see that man? Where did he go?"
然后呢，当那些小偷来了。看到了这个婆罗门，说你有没有见到一个人去哪里去了
？So the brahmana said, "Why I promised never to tell a lie." So he told me, "said he went over there into the."
因为这婆罗门决定他一生不撒谎的嘛，所以他就告诉这小偷说，那个人去到了那个森林里面，从哪儿走了
？So the thieves went over there. They found the man. They killed him and took all his money.
所以呢，这些小偷们就跟上这个人去了，把这人杀死了，把那些钱拿上了。
So because the brahmana told the truth, he was responsible for the death of a man.
因为这个婆罗门他告诉了真相，所以他就要为这个人的死亡负责任的。
So sometimes to tell the truth is not a good idea.
所以有的时候呢，告诉人们真相不是个好主意的。
So mundane morality is not the highest principle of life.
所以这个物质的社会标准呢，并不是最高的标准的。
We think.We should to speak the truth. That is moral.
王敏云说：“只要是说真相，这是道德的。”
But the highest truth is to surrender to Krishna.
但是更高的真理呢，是向 Krishna 归依。
We should accept. Remember, surrender means to accept what is favorable for Krishna's service.
对 Krishna 的归依呢，就意味着我们所做的一切的活动呢，都是有利于 Krishna 的。
So, if to tell a lie is favorable for Krishna's service, then we can do it.
如果我们一个境况当中需要撒谎的话，这个撒谎呢是有利于对 Krishna 服务的话，那我们可以做的。
But we don't want to make a habit of telling lies.
但是我们不应该把说谎变成一个习惯。
Yeah, we should be careful not to just every day, every moment to tell lies.
我们不能够要每天每时每刻都撒谎。
Yeah, truthfulness.To be truthful is one of the pillars of religion.
真诚呢是宗教的四个支柱之一。
Mm-hmm. people, as devotees, we want to be honest to Krishna.
奉献者呢，他们想对 Krishna 诚实。
We want to be honest as representatives of Krishna.
我们想要诚实的代表 Krishna.
So we will read more of the purport.
我们来更多的来读，我们读下下面的要旨。有许多智力稍欠的人，把薄伽梵歌看成了两个朋友在战场上的问题讨论，但这样的书不可能成为经典。有人提出抗议，说 Krishna 怂恿 Arjuna 作战是不道德的，但真实的情形明确表明，薄伽梵歌是道德方面最高的训导。道德的最高训导表现在第九章第三十个世节，一个人必须成为 Krishna 的奉献者，一切宗教的核心便是要皈依 Krishna。 薄伽梵歌的训导包含了道德和宗教的无上途径，所有其他的途径或可净化人或引向这一途径，但薄伽梵歌的最终教诲是所有道德和宗教的最终目的皈依 Krishna， 这是第十八章的定论。
So some people say that Krishna was immoral because he told Arjuna to fight and to kill people。
然后很多人就说 Krishna 不道德，因为 他让 Arjuna 去 杀人。
And some people even publish Bhagavad Gita writing like this。
现在有的人他们在写薄伽梵歌就是这么写的。
They say Krishna is a bad person.
他们说 Krishna 是个坏人。
Because of Krishna, so many people died in the Kurukshetra war.
因为 Krishna 在库尔之野那么多人死掉了。
They do not understand that Krishna is the highest principle of morality.
他们不知道 Krishna 是道德的最高准则。
He came to establish religious principles.
他来这里呢，是为了重建宗教原则的。
And he, by encouraging Arjuna to fight in the battle of Kurukshetra, Krishna was removing irreligion from the planet.
他鼓励 Krishna 鼓励 Arjuna 在库尔之野打仗呢，是为了移去地球上的不宗教的活动的，非宗教的活动的。
Remember the world was overpowered with so many Kshatriya kings.
因为在那个时候呢，地球被很多恶魔般的草春亚所占领。
And Krishna wanted to remove them from the planet.
Krishna 想把他们从这个地球上拿走。
So he organized this battle to bring all these people together and have them all killed.
所以呢 ，Krishna 安排了库尔之野战场，把这些不道德的草春亚都放到了一块，然后把他们全部杀死了。
And to have Maharaj Yudhisthira rule the world.
然后呢，确立了 Yudhisthira 大军统治整个世界。
Maharaj Yudhisthira is the son of Dharmaraj, the son of religion personified.
Yudhisthira 大军呢是 Yamaraj, 是宗教维护者的儿子。
And when you have a king like Yudhisthira, then the world is blessed, and it's a great benefit for everyone.
如果这个地球上有像 Yudhisthira 这样的国王做 Yudhisthira 这样的人做国王的话，那么就会受到祝福的。
We should understand also when battle of Kurukshetra took place, innocent people were not killed.
就在库尔之野战场上当那些在库尔之野战场上呢，那些无辜的人是没有死掉的。
Nowadays, when a war takes place, what happens? They will send airplanes and drop bombs on the city and kill many women and children.
但是现在的战争呢，只要有战争发生了，那些炸弹啊。都会杀死那些无辜的人，像妇女和儿童。
But during Kurukshetra, it was not war like that.
但是在库尔之野战场上的这个战争呢，不是这样的。
It was people, soldiers fighting against soldiers.
在库尔之野战场上呢，是战士和战士打仗的。
And they would fight equally. They would only fight people who were equally armed.
他们只是和他们军事力量对等的人打仗的。
They would not try to take advantage of innocent people.
他们不会去跟那些无辜的人打仗的。
We see America, they send airplanes over and they drop bombs and kill many people.
我们可以看到说，美国为了跟别人打仗，他们开飞机，然后把炸弹放到任何他们想放的地方。
This is not the proper way to fight the war.
这个不是战争应该打的一个正确的方式的。
But Dharma Kurukshetra was a religious fought according to religious principles.
库尔这些 战争呢，他们是跟随着宗教原则来打仗的。
And when the soldiers died on the battle, because they were fighting according to religious principles, they would get liberation.
所以那些在库尔之夜战争当中战死的战士，因为他们遵循的是宗教原则打仗的，所以他们死了以后，他们就获得了生命的解脱。
So it was a great benefit for them.
所以对他们来说呢，这是个很巨大的益处的。
But these wars which they fight today, people, there's no benefit for them.
但是现代的战争呢，人们得不到任何的利处。
People fight war, the wars today are only fought because people are demonic, because they're greedy to enjoy.
现在的战争呢，那些参加战争的那些人，他们是那些恶魔般品行的人，他们就想享受。
But Pandavas were fighting because Krishna wanted them to fight.
潘道尔兄弟他们打仗呢，是因为 Krishna 想让他们打仗的。
And they were fighting according to the religious principle.
他们打仗呢，是根据宗教原则来战斗的。
The highest principle of religion is to surrender to Krishna.
最高的宗教原则就是向 Krishna 归依。
We should do what Krishna wants us to
do. 所以我们应该按照 Krishna 想让我们做什么，我们去做什么。
And then, that is actual religion.
这个人是真正的宗教的。
We have to surrender to someone.
我们肯定要向某人归依的。
We don't surrender to Krishna, we surrender to Maya.
如果我们不皈依 Krishna 的话，我们就皈依 Maya.
We will simply surrender to our own material desires.
我们如果不皈依 Krishna 的话，我们只能够皈依我们物质的欲望。
We have to know what is Krishna's desire and try our best to serve that.
我们必须知道 Krishna 的愿望是什么，然后我们尽我们一切可能去服务他的愿望。
Read again.Next one, from Bhagavad Gita.
从《博迦梵歌》中，我们得知，通过哲学思辨和冥想静思来觉悟自我，也不失为一条途径。但完全的归于 Krishna， 则是最高的完美境界。这是《博迦梵歌》教诲的核心所在。根据社会生活阶层和不同宗教道路所制定的规范守则之途，也可以是一条精密的知识之途。然而，尽管宗教仪式是机密的，但观想与培养知识更为机密。而在完全的 Krishna 知觉中的奉献服务中，归于 Krishna， 则是最机密的教导。这是第十八章的核心所在。
So there is confidential knowledge. Prabhupada describes this as understanding the different duties of the varnas, different occupational duties.
所以这里面我们看到说，绝密的知识，秘密的知识，是我们要知道我们应该做的责任是什么。
To act according to our position in society.
是在社会当中根据社会的责任，我们去从事社会责任的。
That is confidential knowledge.
这是机密的知识。
Then there is more confidential knowledge. That understanding about how to do meditation and cultivate transcendental knowledge.
更精密的知识呢，是如何冥想、培养超然的知识。
Not everyone knows how to do these things.
并不是很多人都知道如何去做这样的事情的。
This is more confidential knowledge.
这是更精密的知识。
But the most confidential knowledge is to surrender to Krishna.
但是最精密的知识是向 Krishna 归依。
Surrender to Krishna. This is it.The essence, this is the ultimate, the highest teaching from the Bhagavad Gita.
皈依 Krishna 是博迦梵歌最高的教导，最机密的教导。
And Krishna says, anyone who surrenders to him, he will protect them.
Krishna 说，只要你皈依我，我会保护你。
We see, if you see the battle of Kurukshetra, if you read this, the Mahabharata about the battle of Kurukshetra,We see how Arjuna was in danger many times, and Krishna saved him.
如果我们去 Mahabharata 去看 Mahabharata 讲库尔之野战场上的这个故事的话，我们可以看到 Arjuna 被很多次置于了这个危险的境况， Krishna 是如何把他救出来的。
Did you see that DVD? There's a film, the Mahabharata.
你们看过 Mahabharata 的那个 DVD 吗
？Did you see that? Guru Deepa has that.
哦，你有吗？
有。
啊，太好了。
想看就拿
过来看。好的，我只看了一集，
好
几集。
Yeah, many hours. So in the Mahabharata, Arjuna was in danger, he was going to be killed, they were going to be, every time Krishna saved
him.
Because Krishna says, my devotee will never perish.
因为 Krishna 说，我的奉献者永不毁灭。
So Krishna always, Krishna protects the devotee who is fully surrendered to him.
Krishna 保护那些完全归他的灵魂的。
Because Arjuna had surrendered himself to Krishna.
因为 Arjuna 已经完全的归于了 Krishna.
Arjuna didn't want to fight.
Arjuna 不想打仗。
But Krishna told him he should do it.
但是 Krishna 就跟他说，你应该去打仗。
This is your religious duty.
这是你的宗教责任。
So Arjuna wanted to please Krishna.
Arjuna 呢想取悦 Krishna.
Arjuna didn't fight just because he thought, well, I should, you know, it's my duty, I'm a Kshatriya. Arjuna fought because Krishna wants him to fight.
Krishna 去打，Arjuna 去打仗呢，并不是说因为说哦我是小春雅，我的职责是应该是打仗的。他打仗的原因呢，是因为 Krishna 想我打仗，然后我去打仗。
So when we act according to Krishna's instruction, then Krishna reciprocates.
所以如果我们去做呢，是根据 Krishna 给我们的训示的话， Krishna 就会去回应我们。
When we try to move towards Krishna, Krishna helps us to come towards him.
如果我们想走进 Krishna 的话， Krishna 会帮助我们走进他的。
If you take a few, walk a few steps towards Krishna, Krishna will walk many more steps towards us.
如果我们向 Krishna 迈进一小步的话， Krishna 会向我们迈进一大步。
Krishna helps us to come to him.
Krishna 帮助我们逐渐地走进他。
When he sees we have a sincere desire to want to serve him, to surrender to him, then Krishna helps us, he makes arrangements.
如果 Krishna 看到我们有真诚的愿望想要接近他的话，那么 Krishna 就会通 他就会 做安排，能够让我们一步一步走进他的。
Krishna is the supreme controller.
Krishna 是至尊的控制者。
And he can certainly arrange for all of us to become Krishna conscious.
Krishna 可以安排我们所有的人能够变得具有 Krishna 知觉的。
But there has to be the effort, the desire from our part that we want to be Krishna conscious.
但是我们自己呢，必须得有这个愿望，我想要变得具有 Krishna 知觉的。
That when he sees that surrender, that we take shelter of Krishna, we know that Krishna is the doer, the supreme controller, then Krishna helps.
当我们有这个愿望的时候，我们就向 Krishna 皈依。当我们皈依 Krishna 以后呢， Krishna 就会保护我们了。
When we call out the name of the Lord with help and the feeling of helplessness,
当我们来叫 Krishna 的名字是带着一个完全无助的心态去叫 Krishna 的话。
But if we hold on to material things,
但如果我们抓着物质的这个物质的东西的话，
then we cannot know Krishna.
我们是没办法了解 Krishna 的。
It's like you get in the boat and you row the boat, but the boat is still tied to the side.
如果我们上了一条船，我们使劲的划船，但是那个船桨，但是那个锚呢，还在岸上呢。
You're not going to go far.
我们这样的话不可能走得很快的。
We have to release the rope.
我们必须得把这个锚揪起来。
And then,can proceed, then we can go towards Krishna.
然后呢，我们才会一步一步的向 Krishna 走近的。
So we have to approach Krishna through service. By service to Krishna, we can come to him.
所以我们通过对 Krishna 提供服务，我们就可以到达 Krishna 那里了。
So this is surrender. Surrender means that we want to do service for Krishna.
所以我们在说臣服呢，就意味着说我们想为 Krishna 做服务。
Somebody will make the vases, decorate the altar.
我们可以看到说啊，有的人去装饰了神坛，用各种方式。
Someone else will cook the, bring the vegetables to the shopping.
有的人去购买菜。
Somebody else will cut the vegetables and cook the vegetables.
有的人在厨房切菜做饭。
Somebody will serve the prasadam.
有的人供奉食物。
And others will eat the prasadam.
其他人荣耀普沙等。
We will read the Bhagavad Gita and discuss the topic of Bhagavad Gita.
我们来阅读《博迦梵歌》，来讨论《博迦梵歌》。
This is all service to Krishna.
这全都是对 Krishna 提供的服务的。
Chanting the name of Krishna is service to Krishna.
唱诵 Hare Krishna 也是对 Krishna 的服务。
So everyone can do some service for Krishna.
所以每个人都可以为 Krishna 做一些什么服务的。
And the more we serve, the more we surrender.
我们对 Krishna 服务越多，我们就会皈依越多。
And the more we surrender, the more we get the mercy of Krishna.
我们向 Krishna 皈依越多，我们就会得到 Krishna 越多的仁慈。
再读一遍。
薄伽梵歌的另一个特点是指明了，真正的真理是至尊人格首神 Krishna。觉悟物绝对真理分三个方面，分人格凡、曲线化超灵，最后是至尊人格所神 Krishna。 关于绝对真理的完美的知识，即意味着关于 Krishna 的完美知识。如果了解了 Krishna， 那么各门知识都是这种理解的一部分。 Krishna 是超然的，因为他总是处于他永恒的内在能量之中。生物是他的能量的展示，分为两大类，永远受条件限制的和永远解脱的。这样的生物不计其数，无穷无尽，它们是 Krishna 的基础部分。物质能量展示为24类，创造受永恒时间的影响，由外在的能量创造有分解。宇宙世界的展示可见与不可见，反反复复。
So in this paragraph Prabhupada is summarizing some of the main points of the Bhagavad Gita.
在这里面呢，在这段里面呢，释迦牟尼讲述了薄伽梵歌重要的一些部分。
Describing how the absolute truth is made up of 3 sections: Brahman, Paramatman, Bhagavan.
讲到了说，绝对真理呢是有三个方面来了解的：非人格凡、局限化超灵和至尊人格所神 Krishna。
And how there are 2 types of living entities: the conditioned and liberated.
讲到了 两类生物，一类是永恒解脱， 一类是永恒受制约的。
And then the material energy is explained as being made up of 24 items.
然后说整个的物质能量呢，暂时分为24类。
And then he says this material world is created and annihilated again and again.
讲到了说这个 物质宇宙呢，一次又一次的被创造和分解。
Prabhupada also comments, if we know Krishna, then all everything, if we know Krishna, then we know everything about all other things also.
释迦牟尼说，如果我们能够了解 Krishna 的话，那么其他所有的东西我们都了解了，知识。
Everything is included within Krishna.
所有的知识，所有的东西全都包含在 Krishna 之内的。
Just like if you have 100 Raymond B, you have also 10 Raymond B, you have 50 Raymond B, you have 80 Raymond B. It is all included within 100.
就像是说我们有100块钱，我们这100块钱里面包含的10块钱、15块钱、50块钱的。
In the same way, if we know Krishna, then we know everything of the material world, the living entities, and Paramatma.
如果我们能够了解 Krishna 的话，我们就完全了解了这物质宇宙当中的一切关于 Krishna、关于超灵和生物体的一切知识了。
Everything is connected with Krishna.
所有的一切都跟 Krishna 有相关。
Then next paragraph goes on to explain.
下面呢，下一个世界呢，继续来解释。薄伽梵歌讨论了五大主题：至尊人格所神、物质自然、生物、永恒的时间以及各种活动。这一切全都依赖于至尊人格所神 Krishna。所有关于绝对真理的概念、非人格凡、局限化的超灵以及任何其他超人的概念，都存在于对至尊人格所神的理解范畴之内。虽然表面上至尊人格所神生物、物质、自然和时间显得各不相同，但没有什么与至尊不同的东西，但至尊却总是与一切不相同。如赛塔尼亚的哲学是不可思议即一即一论，这套哲学系统构成了对绝对真理的完整知识。
Yeah, there are 5 topics in the Bhagavad Gita.
薄伽梵歌呢有5个主题。
First of all, we hear aboutThe supreme controller, God.
第一个我们听到的就是至尊的控制者神。
We hear about the living entity.
我们听到了生物。
Then we hear about material nature.
我们听到了物质自然。
And we hear about time.
我们听到了时间。
And then also karma activities.
也谈到了活动，也就是业报。
These 5 topics are all discussed within the Bhagavad Gita.
这5个主题呢，在薄伽梵歌详尽的描述了。
So.The topic of Krishna, the supreme controller, Ishvara, that is one and different. It is Yeah, Prabhupada explains that the Krishna, the topic of Krishna is none different from the topic of time, material nature, karma, and the living entities.
知道爸爸说，如果我们去讨论一个，就是讨论这尊性格神手的话，那么这尊性格神手跟物质、自然、生物、时间和业报是没有不一样的，是一样的。
Lord Chaitanya teaches the philosophy of simultaneously one and different.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 教导我们的理论是即一即一论。
For example, that the living entity is one with God, but at the same time, he's different from God.
这个哲学体系就是说，生物一方面跟 Krishna 是一样的，另外一方面又是不一样的。
That we have the same qualities of Krishna.
我们跟 Krishna 有一样的品质
but not in the same quantity.
但是我们的质量是不一样的
but in some sense we're equal to Krishna.
就是说 某一个角度上来说我们跟 Krishna 是一样的
but at the same time we're different from Krishna.
同时呢我们跟 Krishna 也是不一样的
we're not Krishna.
我们不是 Krishna.
In the same way time is also Krishna.
同样的方式呢时间也是 Krishna.
But it's not Krishna, it's different from Krishna.
它不是 Krishna， 就是同样的方式呢，我们也可以说时间是 Krishna， 但是同时呢，它也跟 Krishna 不一样。
Krishna in the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, he says, "Time, I am the destroyer of the world."
在博迦梵歌的第十一章 ，Krishna 说：“我是时间毁灭一切。”
But Krishna is also different from time.
但是呢，同时 ，Krishna 跟时间又是不一样的。
But time represents Krishna.
但是时间代表 Krishna
and the same is true for material for nature prakriti and for karma also
所以呢对其他的也一样对物质自然我的业报活动
these things are also Krishna but they're different from Krishna
这些呢也可以被称为是跟 Krishna 一样的同时又不一样、
we have to try to understand in the introduction of Bhagavad Gita Prabhupada has described all five subjects
在博迦梵歌的这个序论里面呢，舒拉巴巴解释了这五个要点，非常详细的。
It's very good. You want to study Bhagavad Gita, you can read the introduction of the Bhagavad Gita.
如果我们想要去学习博迦梵歌的话，首先要阅读它的简介部分。
And Prabhupada explains all five topics.
在简介部分呢，舒拉巴巴介绍了这五大主题。
And then the last paragraph.
最后一个。生物最原初的地位是纯粹的灵性之物，就像这尊灵魂的原子威力一样，因此可把主 Krishna 比作太阳，而把生物比作阳光，因为生物是 Krishna 的边际能量，所以他们有这样的趋势，不是与物质能量接触，就会与灵性能量接触。换句话说，生物处在主的两种能量之间，而且因为它属于主的高等能量，因而有微小的独立性。正确的使用这种独立性，生物就会接受 Krishna 的直接命令，这样就能在带来快乐的力量中恢复一己的常态。
So Prabhupada is explaining the position of the living entity in relation to Krishna.
所以呢，释迦牟尼在这里面介绍了生物的原本地位是跟 Krishna 有关系的。
That we have independence, that we can choose to serve Krishna or to be independent of Krishna.
所以生物呢有一个独立性，它可以服务 Krishna， 也可以不服务 Krishna。
And when we become dependent on Krishna, then that is to our benefit.
如果我们去皈依 Krishna， 如果我们依靠 Krishna 的话呢，我们就会得到益处了。
We see how devotees were so powerful; they could overcome all kinds of obstacles by the grace of Krishna.
我们可以看到说，奉献者他们借着 Krishna 的仁慈，他们可以克服那么多的困境。
Just like Maharaj Ambarish, he was a great devotee, and he was threatened by a great yogi.
像有个故事说 ，Ambarish Maharaj， 他受到了一个非常有力量的瑜伽士的袭击。
Durvasa Muni wanted to do some harm for Maharaj Ambarish.
Durvasa Muni 呢，他想伤害 Ambarish Maharaj.
Durvasa was a powerful yogi. He had many disciples, thousands of disciples.
这个圣人呢，他有上千个门徒，非常有力量的。
And he did not like that Maharaj Ambarish was being respected. People would always praise him that he's such a good devotee.
因为这个圣人呢，他总是看到说很多人他们都会去赞扬 Ambarish Maharaj 是这么伟大的一个国王，他不喜欢。
Durvasa Muni thought he's just a materialistic person. He's a king living in his palace with his family.
那这个 Durvasa Muni 就说，那个Ambarish 他只是一个普通的人，他居住在皇宫里面，享受他的生活。
Why are people so respectful to him?
为什么那么多人那么尊敬他呢？
He's not renounced.
他没有弃绝。
He doesn't have any disciples.
他也没有任何的门徒。
He's just a householder.
他只是一个家居生活的居士。
So Durvasa Muni, the great yogi, wanted to have him put into a he arranged to come there one day when Maharaj Ambarish was fasting.
所以呢，这个 Durvasa Muni 呢，他有一天呢，专门选了一个 Ambarish 国王，戒食的一天去了。
Yeah, it was Ekadasi. Maharaj Ambarish always fasting on Ekadasi.
Ambarish 国王呢，他艾卡达西日总是全戒的。
So Durvasa Muni came there with all of his army, all of his disciples.
这个多尔什穆尼呢，就跟他所有的门徒都跟着这个他的这个老师呢，去到了安布瑞什国王的宫殿。
And they were when they come there, when these people, when these yogis all come, then you have to arrange their prasadam.
所以当这些人都到了以后呢，得安排prasadam给他们荣耀的。
So they said, it was morning time. They said, wait, we're going to take bath first. And when after we take bath, we'll come back, have a prasadam ready.
然后呢，这个 Durvasa Muni 就跟这个 Ambarish 国王说，我们呢这么多人，我们要先去沐浴。等沐浴完之后呢，你们要给我们准备prasadam，然后我们过来荣耀prasadam了。
So Ambarish Maharaj, he had been fasting, and he was waiting for the time to break his fast.
因为那个最好是阿卡达西第二天要破戒的那一天嘛。所以阿巴尔什国王呢，等着那个破戒的时间到来的。
Yeah, there's a particular time, special time, when at that time you must break your fast.
因为在阿卡达西的第二天呢，有一个特殊的时间，规定的时间之内要破戒的。
So, Ambarish Maharaj received the yogi and all his disciples and said, "Yes, please go take your bath. We will arrange your prasadam."
所以阿巴尔什国王说：“好的。”你们先去沐浴，我们来负责给你们做prasadam。
Now, when a guest comes to the home, it is proper etiquette that you should feed the guest first.
因为就是按照这个传统呢，如果客人来了，我们首先要给客人先喂饭的，先让他们吃饱了，然后主人才能吃的。
This is the responsibility of the person receiving some guests.
那么这样一个方式呢，是人们去接受迎接客人的尊敬的方式的。客人先吃饭。
So Ambarish Maharaj had been fasting, and he was waiting for the time to break his fast.
因为头一天呢，Ambarish国王呢已经做了这个全戒了，说他等着破戒的时间到来。
And it came time to break the fast.
然后呢
？When the time came to break the fast, at that time they were still taking their bath.
就当这个破戒时间已经到了。但是这些客人呢，他们还在外面沐浴呢，所以阿巴什国王就破戒了。
Ambarish Maharaj, he wanted to break his fast, so he asked the brahmanas what to do.
这个阿巴什国王看到这个破戒时间到了，他就问一个婆罗门说：“我该怎么办呢？我要不要破戒呀？现在？”
And then the brahmanas told him, they said, "Because you have got some guests, that you should not take food."
所以这个婆罗门就跟他说。说因为现在你家有客人嘛，但客人还没来，还没吃饭呢。说现在你不应该吃东西的。
But because you have been fasting, and now is the time to break fast, you can take water.
但是因为你昨天全戒了嘛，所以今天你破戒的话，可以只喝水就可以算破戒的。
Because he had been doing full fast, no water, no food, no water.
因为他做的是全戒，什么都不吃不喝。
So when you do full fast, then you can break fast by just taking water.
如果我们在阿卡达西是全戒的话，包括不喝水的话，第二天我们喝水就可以相当于破戒了。
So Ambarish Maharaj, he took one glass of water.
所以 Ambarish Maharaj 呢，他就喝了一杯水。
Because the time to break the fast was very short. It was not a long time. It was a short time.
因为在破戒的时间是很短的，不是很长时间的。
So he had to break the fast, and he had to do, take some water to break the fast.
所以他必须得喝一些水来在这个短暂的破戒时间当中破戒的。
So then after some time, then the yogi Durvasa Muni came back after taking his bath.
所以在 Durvasa Muni 他们沐浴完之后呢，他们就回来了。
And Durvasa Muni knew that Ambarish Maharaj had broken his fast.
这个 Muni 呢，他知道Ambarish国王呢，他破戒了。
He was very angry.
他非常生气。
He said, "I have come as a guest to your home."
我来到你家是做客来了。
And you cannot wait to feed me first. You have to break your fast first.
你竟然先破戒了，还没有等我回来吃饭，你先破戒了。
And he pulled a hair out of his head.Smashed the hair on the ground.
然后他就把阿巴日什国王的这个头抓在
自己的头发
、mm-hmm. 然后他就把他自个儿的头发呢在地上呢就是摔在了地上
and created a big demon.
然后他这个头发呢就创造了一个特别大的恶魔
yeah and he thought this demon will give trouble for Ambarish Maharaj.
然后他就想让这个恶魔给阿巴日什国王带来麻烦
butAmbarish Maharaj was a devotee of Krishna.
但是 Ambarish 国王呢，他是 Krishna 的奉献者。
So he just thought of Krishna.
然后他看到啊，这是 Krishna 呀。
What do you do in a situation you're helpless? You just surrender to Krishna.
所以他看到这个状况，说：“哎呀，怎么办呀 ，Krishna 呀？这个状况我没办法的。”所以他就皈依了 Krishna.
And immediately Sudarshan Chakra came.
很快呢 ，Krishna 那个神碟就来了。
And the Sudarshan Chakra destroyed that demon.
可是呢，这个神典呢就把这个恶魔杀死了。
And then the Sudarshan Chakra also came after Durvasa Muni.
然后呢，这个可是神典把这个恶魔杀死以后呢，就开始向这个 Muni 跑过来了，追过来了。
And Durvasa Muni had to run away.
然后这个 Durvasa Muni 呢，他就赶紧跑掉了。
And he ran everywhere. He went to Lord Brahma. He went to Indra. He went to Shiva. He went to Brahma. He went to the spiritual world.
这个 Durvasa Muni 呢，他就四处逃跑，四处逃窜。他去了希腊神的星球，去了婆罗门的星球，然后也去到了 Vishnu 的星球。
Yeah, he went to Lord Vishnu. He said, "This is your Sudarshan Chakra. Save me."
然后他就跑到了灵性世界，去到了 Vishnu 的星球，说：“救救我吧！你看你的那个神殿在追杀我，要把我杀死了。
”But Vishnu said, "I cannot do anything. You have offended my devotee."
然后 Vishnu 说：“我救不了你的，你冒犯了我的奉献者。
”You have to go back to my devotee.He's the only one who can protect you.
你必须得回到我那个奉献者身边，他是可以唯一可以保护你的人。
You have to ask his forgiveness.
你必须向他祈求原谅。
And then he will protect you.
然后他会保护你的。
So Durvasa Muni had to come all the way back from the spiritual world, all the way back to Ambarish Maharaj.
然后他就跑了一路，跑到灵性世界，然后又从灵性世界又跑到了 Ambarish 的面前。
And he came and fell at the feet of Ambarish Maharaj and asked for forgiveness.
然后他就跪在 Ambarish Maharaj 的面前说：“请求你原谅我做的冒犯吧。
”But Ambarish Maharaj immediately said, "No, no, please don't bow down to me. I'm nothing. I'm just your servant."
但是 Ambarish 国王说：“哎呀，不，你别向我顶拜，我只是你的仆人呢，我什么都不是。
”This whole time, while Durvasa Muni was running away to the spiritual world and coming back, the whole time Ambarish Maharaj had been fasting. He hadn't broken his, hadn't taken any food.
就在这个。Durvasa Muni 他跑到灵性世界去求救，然后跑回来的这个时间当中呢，阿美什国王一直没有吃东西，一直都在戒食的。
Still fasting, and then when Durvasa Muni came, then Ambarish Maharaj immediately fell at his feet and said, "Please, please, you are my senior, you're my guru."
然后呢，当这个 Durvasa Muni 回来以后，他向阿美什国王顶拜，阿美什国王也向他顶拜说。请你起来吧，你是我的 guru， 我什么都不是的。
Yeah, you're a great, really renounced person. You're a sannyasi and guru. I'm just a fallen householder. Please be merciful to me.
你是一个伟大的弃绝者，我只是一个居士，我只是一个堕落的居士，请你对我仁慈吧。
And in this way, Ambarish Maharaj gave his blessings and forgiveness to Durvasa Muni and protected him.
所以这样方式呢 ，Ambarish 国王原谅了 Durvasa Muni 做的。所谓的冒犯，然后他就保护了他。
You can see the power. This is the power of a devotee.
这就是奉献者的力量。
That even though somebody may be a great yogi with mystic power and they can go to the spiritual world, They cannot defeat the devotee, the pure devotee.
我可以看到说，那些玄秘的瑜伽师，他们甚至可以去到灵性世界，他们都没有办法打败奉献者的。
And we see also Hiranyakashipu, he was also a powerful yogi. He got blessings from Brahma.
我们可以看到黑亚西普呢，也是一个得到了主婆罗诃摩赐福的一个拥有玄秘力量的人。
Yeah, nobody could kill him.
没有人能够把他杀死。
But he could not kill Prahlad.
但是他却杀不了 Prahlad Maharaj.
He was defeated by Prahlad.
他被 Prahlad 给打败了。
Because Prahlad was a devotee.
因为 Prahlad 是一个奉献者。
So devotees have extraordinary power.
所以奉献者呢有特殊的力量。
Devotees have four things.
奉献者有四件东西。
If we keep Krishna and Arjuna with us, the devotee, then we have victory.Morality, extraordinary power and opulence.
如果奉献者和 Krishna 和跟 Arjuna 在一起的话，他就有四件事情，一个是富裕、胜利、超然的力量和道德。
We hope you will realize all of these four things in your devotional service.
我希望你们所有人都能够在你们的奉献服务当中能够。获得这四项。
That in all your endeavors, you will be victor, you will be victorious.
我们要用所有的努力，然后我们就可以获得胜利的。
That whatever in your attempts to serve Krishna, you will always be successful.
就你们在不论是你们想要给 Krishna 提供任何的服务的这个努力当中，都能够获得胜利。
We will enjoy opulence.
然后我们就可以去享受这种富裕了。
Opulence follows. Although devotee has no desire for opulence, Krishna wants to serve the devotee.
大家的奉献者呢，他们不祈求得到富裕，但是 Krishna 会给予他们富裕的。
Extraordinary power that also comes about by the grace of Krishna.
奉献者拥有的超凡的力量呢，也是 Krishna 赐予的。
Morality, the highest morality, surrender to Krishna.
还有通过皈依 Krishna 所得到的最高的道德。
So this is the final instruction, the final verse of Bhagavad Gita. Let us always remember it.
所以这就是博伽梵歌的最后一个世界，让我们总是记住这个世界吧。
Any question?
有问题吗？
就说，经过那里说那个生物是那个三个形态敲击的木偶，那就是说它里面在心中有超灵，灵魂，那超灵和灵魂也是木偶，这里面的关系应该怎么去理解
？What is the relationship between the 超灵 and the 灵魂？Between the super soul and the soul.
这个超灵灵魂和这个被物质能量驾驶的这个机器。
物质的能量的什么？
机器就说这个是物质能量操纵的一个木偶。那么这个超灵和个体灵魂是不是也是操纵的木偶？被操纵的木偶。
操纵的木偶。
The body.
The body.
那个车，马车。
哦，马车。
不是马车。
车。
那就 because our body is controlled by the three modes of nature, so she wants to know whether the super soul and the soul also controlled by the something.
Well, the super soul is Krishna. The super soul itself is the manifestation of Krishna, and certainly is not controlled by anyone.
超灵呢是 Krishna 的一个化身，所以他没有被任何东西所控制和操纵着。
Super soul is the overseer, is watching everything.
这个超灵呢，他就是在观看着一切。
But the soul, the individual soul, has independence.
这个个体灵魂呢，它有独立性。
It can choose either to serve Krishna or not.
他可以选择去服务 Krishna 还是不去服务 Krishna。
This is a decision of the soul.
这是这个灵魂可以做的决定。
When we surrender to Krishna, then we take shelter of the spiritual energy.
如果当这个灵魂向 Krishna 皈依的话，它就会在灵性能量的管理之中了。
But when we choose to not to serve Krishna, then we come under the material energy.
如果我们不准备向 Krishna 皈依的时候呢，我们就来到了物质世界。
When we're under the material energy, then the modes of nature are there.
当我们来到物质世界以后呢，它就物质自然展示的。
The three modes influence our desires and thinking.
然后到了来到物质世界以后呢，物质三种能量呢，就来影响我们的欲望和我们的思想了。
But when we surrender to Krishna, we come under the spiritual energy.
但是当我们如果来皈依 Krishna 的话呢，我们就来到了灵性能量当中了。
And we get the inspiration to serve Krishna.
然后当我们来到灵性能量当中呢，我们就会得到鼓舞去服务 Krishna.
From the super soul, from the spiritual energy.
通过这个超灵啊，通过这个灵性的能量啊，来鼓舞我们去做服务的。
So the super soul is, Saint Krishna says in the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, from me comes knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness.
所以在《博迦梵歌》的第十五个章节，克什那说，记忆、知识、遗忘都来自于我。
So, you know, from that direction of the super soul, the soul is getting direction.
所以如果能够从超灵的直接指示当中指示的话，那么灵魂就可以得到直接的指示的。
The super soul remembers our desires from previous life.
超灵呢记得我们在前身的欲望是什么。
And directs us accordingly into different actions.
然后呢，直到根据我们前身的欲望来指导我们今生相应的活动的。
Then remember, in the 18th chapter, Lord Krishna described there are five factors which influence every activity.
在十八章，克什那讲述了有五个要素呢，影响了我们所有活动。
Remember that verse?
还记得那个世界吗？
你知道那个五个要素是什么？我只知道五个要素是什么，世界我记不住。
She
didn't know the five factors.
She knows the five factors. What are they?
是什么？
No, she's talking about the five factors which are discussed in Bhagavad Gita, but that's different from what's mentioned in the 18th chapter.
你说的呢是《博迦梵歌》所讨论的五个主题，并不是是顾儿这边所说的这个五个要素的。
If you look at verse 13 and 14, in chapter 18, verses 13 and 14.
13, 13.
Causes for the accomplishment of all action.
然后就这里面说了，一切活动的完成呢，是由五个原因构成的。第一个是躯体、执行者、感官。努力，最后是超灵。努力。
Read the next one. 十五是这样。
人以躯体、心意或言语所行的活动，无论正物，均由这五个要素引起。
And it's mentioned that the ultimate factor is the super soul.
就这里面说到了说最终的控制者呢是由超灵决定的。
Although these five factors are there, ultimately everyone is dependent on, if you read the last sentence of the purport, text 14.
说一切都取决于至尊无上的意志，取决于超灵，取决于至尊人格守神。
The super soul ultimately.It's the ultimate factor influencing every activity.
其实超灵呢是至尊的主宰，它控制着一切活动。
And the super soul acts and inspires us according to our own desires.
所以超灵给我们这种启发呢，是根据我们的愿望所给予我们相应的启发去做活动的。
经过第二次启迪的人，他就直接去练声，那个才是亚的那个，那个，那个。
If the devotee get the first initiation, and they didn't get the second initiation, but they just chant the Garja Mantra, is that a pass?
If they didn't get the mantra from their teacher, then they didn't get the mantra. They did not get the mantra from the right source.
如果他们没有接受这个第二次启迪，从老师这边得到这个曼陀罗的话，他们自个儿去念的话，他们没有从正确的来源处得到这个曼陀罗的。
So it won't take effect.
所以它没有效果。
The mantra, even though you chant the mantra, it won't have effect.
就算是这个时候唱诵这个曼陀罗 ，Gacha Mantra 曼陀罗的话，没有效果的。
You have to hear the mantra from the spiritual teacher.
必须得通过这个灵性导师引述，我们才能够来唱这个曼陀罗，才有效果的。
We should not try to jump. We should not try to jump ahead of the teacher.
我们不应该跳在老师前面，跑在老师前面。
Well, it's you're disrespecting your spiritual teacher.
这是不尊敬老师的一种做法的。
Because you're chanting, you're doing something which he did not authorize you to.
就说去做这样的活动呢，是没有经过授权的。
So we should, you know, we should follow the instructions. By the mercy, it said, by the mercy of the spiritual master, you get the mercy of Krishna.
我们必须得追随 Guru 的训示，因为只有得到了 Guru 的仁慈，才能够得到 Krishna 的仁慈的。
You don't trust your spiritual master?
你不相信你的灵性导师吗？
To give you guys very much. Why would you chant the Gayatri Mantra if the Guru did not give you?
如果老师没有给你曼这个嘎扎曼陀罗的话，你怎么会唱？
没有加注的，不是我。
是问别人问的。
对。
Got a question from another person. No, not me.
Not you. Yeah, I mean they should not. It's not good. That means they don't have trust in their spiritual master.
他们这么做呢，是因为他们对他们的灵性导师没有信心，不相信他们灵性导师的。
Means they're greedy to get something.
也就意味着他们要贪婪得到一些东西。
Without going through the proper channel.
他们想要不经过这个正确的途径去贪婪的得到一些东西的。说起嘛有问题。
那个，如果比如说有的人灵魂离开躯壳的时候，就想着灵性导师会不会回到克里斯那的身
边。Yes, if you think of this, if the spiritual teacher is a pure devotee, then he will take you to Krishna.
如果你想的这个灵性导师是一个纯粹的奉献者的话，他会把你带回 Krishna 那里的。
The spiritual teacher wants you to think of trains the disciple to think of Krishna.
灵性导师呢，训练门徒呢，目的是为了让他想着 Krishna 的。
If you think of the spiritual teacher, then the spiritual teacher will also want to help you to think of Krishna.
当我们去想着灵性导师的时候呢，灵性导师总想着让我们帮助我们去想着 Krishna 的。
You think of the spiritual teacher. The spiritual teacher is the representative of Krishna.
灵性导师呢是 Krishna 的代表。
So if you think of a representative of Krishna, then certainly then you will get to Krishna.
所以如果想的是 Krishna 的代表的话，也可以去到 Krishna 那里的。
But we don't immediately go back to Godhead.
我们不会立即回到神首的。
Maybe if we're thinking of Prabhupada, maybe we'll go to where Prabhupada is.
如果我们想的是 Srila Prabhupada 的话，可能我们会去到 Srila Prabhupada 在的地方。
the Goswamis, they say that when you don't go back to Godhead immediately, you go to the place where Krishna is performing his pastimes in the material world.
然后我们以这样方式呢，我们最终我们会先到一个 Krishna 在物质世界展现逍遥时光的地方的。
And there you get more training.
在这个物质世界的另外一个 Krishna 展现逍遥时光的地方，我们会得到更多的训练的。
So that you can gradually, eventually go back to God.
然后在那里呢，逐渐的，最终我们就可以回到 Krishna 身边了，灵性世界。
We can't immediately go straight back to God.
我们没有办法直接一辈子就回到灵性世界的。
We have to get more training.
我们必须以这样的方式得到更多的训练的。
Go and take part in Krishna's pastimes.
然后我们会亲身会降临在，会投身在 Krishna 来到物质世界展现逍遥时光的那个逍遥时光当中的。
Intensive training.
然后呢，加强我们的练习和训练。
So that you can go back to God.
然后就可以回到 Krishna 那里了。
物质世界除开地球以外，还有没有其他？也其他星
球也有物质世界，是吗？Other 其他的地球也有物质世界。In the material world, there is one Earth or other other planets or belong to the material world.
Well, there are many universes.There are countless numbers of universes.
有无穷无尽的宇宙。
You know, we know about this one universe. Krishna is performing his pastimes in all the different universes.
Krishna 在不同的宇宙当中展现不同的逍遥时光的。
每个宇宙都有一只世界。
Well, 每个宇宙他们都在物质世界。
每个宇宙都是物质世界。
他们本来都是的，不是都有的。
物质宇宙就是物质世界。
每个泡泡的星球也是属于灵性世界，是吗？泡泡的星球也属于灵性世界。
Well, Prabhupada, wherever the pure devotee goes, for the pure devotee, there's no material world.
对于纯粹分子来说，他们概念当中没有物质世界的。
Wherever they are, that's the spiritual world.
不论这些纯粹分子在哪儿就是灵性世界的。
Because they see everywhere Krishna.
因为他们可以看到任何地方都是 Krishna.
So, devotee of Krishna does not say, "Oh, I have to go back to Godhead."
所以以这样的方式呢 Krishna 的纯粹奉献者他们不会去考虑说哎，我干嘛要回到灵性世界呢
They see Krishna everywhere
他们在任何地方都可以看到 Krishna 的
So heaven, hell, the spiritual world it's all the same to the pure devotee
对于纯粹奉献者来说天堂、地狱还是灵性世界都是一样的
But everywhere they see Krishna
因为他们在任何地方都可以看到 Krishna
And they see the opportunity to do service for Krishna
他们都可以看到得到机会去服务 Krishna
Well, if somebody is not initiated, then they may not, they're not obliged to practice. They have not promised that they're going to do the spiritual practice, that they, you know, they haven't taken any vow to follow any rules or regulations.
So, 对一个没有启迪的人来说，就意味着他们还没有说，没有一个誓言说。我要去遵守某个规则，要怎么去做的
？So they, you know, they will say, "Well, I'm not initiated, so if I chant today or not chant, it doesn't matter because I'm not initiated."
如果一个人没有启迪的话，他就会想，哎，反正我还没启迪呢，今天唱诵了几圈，明天不唱也没关系的。
So they may not be very strict in following.
所以对于没有启迪的人来说，他们可能追随起来不是那么太严格的。
They have not committed themselves. They have not vowed to follow.
因为他们没有发誓要去追随嘛。
But initiation means you vowed, you know, you've made a commitment that we have to do this.
启迪就意味着说我发誓了，我必须要去做老师告诉我的事情。
And we have a connection, also we have an official connection to the disciplic succession.
而且呢，我们也跟十度传系连接在一起了，正式的连接在一起了。
Yeah. you know, we can be chanting and we can be following the rules and regulations without taking initiation.
我们在没有体贴之前呢，也可以去遵守思想基本规范，也可以去唱诵圣名。
We may get the mercy of Krishna.
我们也会得到，这样的话也可以得到Krishna的仁慈。
But you know, you have not really committed yourself.
但是呢，因为那个时候啊，我们没有发誓嘛。
And the Goswamis have written books about devotional service.
另外，高斯瓦米写了父爱服务的书籍。
And they described that one of the items of devotional service is to take initiation from the spiritual master.
他们写的奉献服务之一呢，就说一定要从一个灵性导师那里去得到启迪的。
So this is part of the process of devotional service.
启迪和启迪呢，是奉献服务的一个过程。
So if somebody is not taking the initiation, it means they have some independence. They haven't got very strong faith.
一个人如果没有启迪的话，说明他们还有独立性，他们还有。 他们要独立性对这个启迪不是有信心，或者对老师。
So you know, you don't have to immediately take initiation, but after some time, if people are practicing regularly, they should be encouraged to take initiation.
刚开始的时候呢，可能没有办法接受启迪的，但是呢，经过一段时间的修习呢，他们应该鼓励得到启迪的。
By taking initiation, then they're officially connected as part of the family, or part of the disciplined succession.
当一个人启迪了，就正式的被跟师徒传系这个大家庭联系在了一块儿。
Just like if you go to buy a car.
比方说，我们去买个车。
You know, maybe before you buy the car, you take it for a drive to try to see how the car is.
我们在买车之前呢，可能会有个司机带着我们去试试车怎么样。
But after you drive it for a while, then you have to go back to the shop and sign the paper.
然后当我们试完车以后呢，我们就会去这个办公室去签一个合同。
You can't just take the car and go for a drive and then not go back to the shop.
我们不能说我们去试车了，把这个司机放到车上，然后我们就把车开走了。
No, you have to go back, sign the contract.
我们必须得回去来跟这个制作公司来签一个合同。
So in the same way, we're chanting, we're serving Krishna.
所以同样的方式，我们念诵啊，服务Krishna。
So part of the process then is to take to accept the spiritual master.
所以这个奉献服务的一个过程，一个程序呢，就是要去接受灵性导师的启迪。
Krishna had a spiritual master. Krishna had a spiritual master.
就算是 Krishna， 他都有灵性导师的。
Lord Chaitanya had a spiritual master.
才在那马帕布也有他的灵性导师。
Prabhupada also had a spiritual master.
是那爸爸也有他的灵性导师。
So it's part of the, you know, this example taught to us.
他们所处理的都是他们的榜样，一件榜样来教导我们，也应该这样做的。
We should also follow.
我们也应该追随。
有的帕布马大吉特别谦卑，他觉得自己做的很不够，就很怕启迪了会有很多冒犯，那我们必须怎么鼓励他呢？ Well, if she feels that she, you know, she hasn't done enough for devotional, the idea is that initiation is to help us to improve our devotional service.
启迪的一个理想的状况呢，是要通过启迪可以鼓励我们、促进我们做更好的奉献服务的。Yeah,
you know, we shouldn't think, "Oh, I'm not, you know, I'm so fallen, I'm not worthy, I can't be initiated."
不能说，哎呀，我太堕落了，我什么都，我没有资格，我不能够接受启迪。Because
we are fallen, that's why we take initiation, we get help from the spiritual master.
我们太堕落了，所以我们才需要得到灵性导师的指导、启迪，然后帮助我们进步的。So
you know, if she really feels, you know, she's fallen and she needs her service, and then she needs to help. She needs to take initiation. It will help her.
如果呢，她真的觉得自个儿很堕落呀，没有资格呀，她就应该接受一个灵性导师的启迪，然后得到帮助。
更容易回归神圣。
Well, don't think that just because we're initiated, so that we'll go, we must go back to God.
我们千万不要想说起立了，我肯定会回到神手的。
No, initiation is only the beginning.
起立呢，只是生命的开，灵性生命的开始了。
Some people think I'm initiated, so I will go back to God.
有的人起立了说，哦，现在我得到保障了，我可以回归神手了。
No, it's not like that.
不是这样的。
But.Initiation is an advantage to do more service.
起立呢，就意味着说我们有这个便利条件，可以做更多服务。
Yeah, that gives you an opportunity to do more for Krishna, to take up more service for Krishna.
起立呢，会让帮助我们有更多的机会和去为 Krishna 做更多的服务。
But still, the qualification to go back to Krishna is we have to love Krishna.We have to have devotion.
要想回到 Krishna 那里的资格，我们必须得有对 Krishna 的爱。
We have to think of Krishna.
我们必须要想时刻想着 Krishna.
We have to surrender to Krishna.
我们必须要向 Krishna 归依。
Not just all, taking initiation as part of surrender, but there's much more.
我们不能想着说哦，起立了就相当于皈依 Krishna 了。归依 Krishna 是个更大的话题的。
We have to go on, and after initiation, we have to continue to surrender and to serve more.
起立了以后，我们需要继续更好的、更多的归依和服务更多。
Certainly, if we've taken initiation, then we have the help also of the spiritual master who's there to help us and to pray for us, to encourage us to go back to Godhead.
起立就意味着说我们得到一个灵性导师，他会帮助我们，为我们祈祷，帮助我们能够更好的能够回归神手的。
So we're not alone anymore. If you do devotional service without initiation, then you haven't really got that help, that connection with the spiritual teacher.
如果我们在没有起立做服务的话呢，我们没有跟灵性导师连接在一起，所以没办法得到这个帮助我们做奉献服务的。
When we give the example about the person in the bottom of the well, we give an example.
我们来举个例子。
Just like if a person falls into a well.
比方说一个人掉进了井里面。
Yeah, and the spiritual master is like the person who throws the rope.
灵性导师呢，就像是给予绳子的那个人。
So the person who's in the bottom of the well, he won't hold the rope.
掉在井里面的人呢，他不想抓绳子。
The man up top says, "Hold the rope, I'll pull you out."
然后呢，上面这个人说，抓着绳子，我把你拉上来。
But the man in the bottom of the well says,Get me out! Get me out!
但是井里面的人只能说，把我拿上去吧，把我拿上去吧。
So they hold the rope. I'll pull you out.
然后林先生说，先抓着绳子，然后把你拉上来。
No, I don't want to hold the rope. Just get me out.
我不想抓绳子，只把我拿出去就好了。
So the spiritual teacher is saying, hold the rope.
林先生说，先抓绳子。
Follow instructions.
先追随训示。
But the person, no, I don't want it.
但这人说，哎，不行不行，我不想对着训示的。
So how can we pull him out the well?
如果这个人不想对着训示的话，我们怎么能够把他从井里面揪出去呢？
I have to hold the rope.
他们必须要抓着这个绳子。
They have to follow the instructions.
他们必须得遵循训示。
So initiation is certainly helpful, and it helps a person to go on to do more and more service for Krishna.
所以起立呢，肯定会帮助这个人可以继续前进，做奉献服务，可以更越来越接近 Krishna， 做奉献。
But to go back to Godhead, we have to love Krishna.
但真正要回到 Krishna 那里的话，我们必须得爱 Krishna.
We have to give up all material desires.
我们必须把我们所有的物质愿望放弃掉的。
The spiritual master's job is to help. the disciple, give up all material desire.
灵性导师的工作呢和使命，他为了帮助他的门徒放弃所有的物质欲望。
To engage them more and more in Krishna's service.
教导他们要从事越来越多的对 Krishna 的服务。
就是启迪的有那个十五条的那个答案嘛，那个题目嘛，题目是说能不能给那些没有启迪的，他预先去那个，然后他把那边的内容那个巩固那个复习，那我们可以。
This is a good idea for devotees. Then it is it. Then they can also study the questions of the for initiation.
Very good.
非常好的。
Everyone should study this, those notes.
每个人都应该学习这十五条，具体的这个。
Yes, you should teach them.
你应该教导他们。
And that way you study yourself.
以这样的方式呢，你就自个儿可以学了。
You have to study. You have to answer from the book.
你必须呢，根据这个经典给予答案。
Yes, train all these devotees.
然后去训练所有这些的奉献者。
要传递。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we want to get some more education, more knowledge.
所以我们要得到多一点的训练，多一些的知识。
We're cultivating.Spiritual knowledge.
我们正在培养灵性的知识。
This is Raja Vidya, the king of knowledge.
这被称为是，知识之王。
If we learn this knowledge, then it will help us to it will give us the strength to overcome the material energy, material desires.
我们得到了这个知识呢，就会给我们力量，可以征服这物质的欲望和物质能量的影响。
This is the real business of devotees.
这是奉献者真正的事物的。
Devotees, we come together to discuss topics of Krishna.
奉献者在一起呢，讨论有关于 Krishna 的话题。
Take pleasure in hearing and discussing topics of Krishna, putting questions, answering.
然后呢，我们带着快乐去。一起来学习经典，然后呢去询问，然后回答问题。
The whole Bhagavad Gita is Krishna and Arjuna talking, discussing.
整个国家梵歌呢，都是 Krishna 和 Arjuna 的之间的讨论谈话。
When you finish, now we finish Bhagavad Gita, you can go on to study Srimad Bhagavatam.
现在我们学习完了国家梵歌，我们就可以去学习国家瓦坛了。
Bhagavad Gita is how many verses?
我家凡哥总共多少个时节？我家凡哥多少个时节？800。800个。
Or 700。700。700。700。
是700多个时节的。
700。So if you read one verse a day, then 2 years you can finish.
如果每天只读一个世界的话，两年就读完了。
But Srimad Bhagavatam is many thousands, 18,000 verses.
但是《博迦瓦坛》呢，有16,000多个世界，对吧？
18,000。
18,000多个世界。
You have to read for 60 years.
佛教瓦坛呢得阅读60年，如果一天读一个世界的话。
When she finishes the Bhagavatam, she'll be over 100 years old.
当你把佛教瓦坛学完了的话，你就100岁了。
This is how to use our time.This is the proper use of time to discuss topics of Krishna.
讨论有关于 Krishna 的话题呢，这是正确的利用我们时间的方法。
We have this human life. We have a definite fixed time in this world. Our body is not eternal.
我们的身体不是永恒的。
We have a fixed number of breaths in our life.
在我们的一生当中呢，我们的这个呼吸都是有定量的。
Some yogis, they will stop breathing so they can live longer.
有的瑜伽师他们可以把这个呼吸延长，这样他们就可以活得久一点了。
That is not the goal of life.
但是这个加强延长呼吸呢，这不是生命的目标的。
The tree also lives a long time.
那个树呢，也可以活很多年的。
We don't want to live a life like a tree.
我们的生活呢，不想像树一样活着。
Better a moment of full consciousness.
甚至就更好的状况是，哪怕有一点点的这个时间，只能活一点点的时间呢，是完全的知觉当中活着的。
Than just to live for thousands of years like a tree.
也比那个活几千年的树更好。
So one moment of full consciousness we can get from reading Bhagavad Gita.
所以呢，我们通过阅读《薄伽梵歌》，可以最终可以得到那么片刻的完全的这个知觉状况的。
A great personality Shankar Acharya said that Bhagavad Gita and Ganges water. If you read a little Bhagavad Gita and drink some Ganges water every day, your life will be perfect.
有一个阿查亚说，如果每天我们能够阅读薄伽梵歌，同时能够去喝恒河水的话，我们的生命就会变得完美。还有一个就是那个，就是阿查亚，阿查亚，本身做什么东西？那那么等于说是全去变现者或者是灵性导师，是三者之间有什么？What's
the relationship between the Acharya spiritual master and the pure devotees?
Acharya means someone who is a very prominent teacher in the line of the cyclic succession.
Acharya 的意思是说，是在十多禅系当中非常显著的老师的灵性导师的。
Acharya also means one who teaches by example.
Acharya 也被誉为是以身作则的去教导别人的灵性导师。
But very great teachers like Shankar Acharya, Ramanuja Acharya, Madhva Acharya means they were very prominent, very big preacher, very powerful.
所以当我们说，Shankar Acharya或者是Ramanuja Acharya，他们这些是这些Acharya指的是非常显著的灵性导师的。
Pure devotees, but every devotee is pure devotee.
每一个奉献者都是纯粹的奉献者。If
they're chanting Hare Krishna, following the four regular principles.
如果他们唱诵Hare Krishna Mahamantra, 遵守的思想基本规范的话，我们都把他们看成是纯粹的奉献者的。But
there are different levels of pure devotees.
但是纯粹奉献者呢，他们有不同的层面。Some
pure devotees are very powerful.
有的纯粹奉献者呢，他们非常有力量。They
write books.
他们可以写书籍。
They make many disciples.
他们可以制造很多的门徒.
Build many temples.
他们可以制造很多的庙宇.
Bhagavad Gita ki.
Jai.
Shri Maharaj
Ki Jai.